We have a gray squirrel, and then we have what we call a fox squirrel, which is a yellow squirrel, got a yellow color on him. It's and
well, how about something that's sort of like a squirrel, but it doesn't climb trees? It stays on the ground.
Well, would it be a rabbit or a hare or something?
They have those.
A short tail fellow. They call him a rabbit.
A rabbit. Mm-hmm. Is there anything? Is there a kind of a ground squirrel?
There's a ground squirrel. They call a ground squirrel. And then we got one they call a flying squirrel. A little booger can just jump from tree to tree, and he just kind of spreads out and he just sails there. And he's called a flying squirrel. But they're not no good to eat now. They don't belong in that class.
Have you ever heard of any kind of an animal called a mountain boomer?
I've heard of it, but I don't know what a mountain boomer is. I don't. I've heard it.
What kinds of fish would they have around here?
Back in my boyhood days, the fish that we had here was buffalo, and cat, and grinnell, perch, and then later they come the carp fish. But now then, it's mostly, they call that perch is called a crappie. I think it's the same fella, but he might be a little bigger, but he's called crappie. And that bass fish and the catfish is, of course, we've got the other. We've got the carp and we've got the buffalo, but they don't, since this soil conservation come on, they make them build these lakes and ponds and put the fish in. They use the cat and the crappie and the bass. That's the thing. There's a few used buffalo, but it's not used like the other three is here in this part of the country here.
What do you call those things that pearls grow in?
That's a mussel shell. We call it a mussel shell.
Now, how is that different from an oyster?
I really don't know. I think that oyster probably comes from a mussel shell. Yeah, but in this part of the country, we didn't have nothing, know nothing about that. There's a few pearls. Black River over here, they used to, at Corning, there used to be a button factory in Corning. I don't think it's there now. They made the buttons out of them oyster shells that they dug them out of that river there, and they found a few pearls in them over there. I don't know. Back in my boyhood days, these creeks out here had lots of mussel shells in them. And we'd get them out and bust them open, to tear them open. But there's none out there now.
What about the things that, those things that you hear making a noise around the pond at night?
The bullfrog?
And how about a little frog that you might hear, especially in the springtime?
Well, we call him a tree frog or a spring frog. He's called by people bull, but he's a tree frog, And then we have the toad frog here. It just hops around in the ground.
Well, how about the things that you dig up for bait to go fishing with?
That's the red worm, or the fish worm, whatever you want to call them, but red worms like that. Yeah.
Well, how about the hard shell thing that moves slow?
Terrapin. We've got a terrapin that crawls around on the ground, and he can shut up. Uh-huh. If you come along and sees you, he just shut right up and pulls his legs in and his head in, and he just carries his house right along with him, or he can just stretch.